Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. It is very much an honor of being with you this morning. Our next song coming up is coming from Usher, and it's entitled "That Is Home."
Usher, baby.
I just want to get your attention.
Thank you.
I really want to be all up in your head.
Yeah.
Cause what I got, you gon' want to get done. Yeah. But girl, that's only if you ain't scared. And I won't look, won't win no bet. You just move that bottom up in your head. I'll get you hot. Shawty, you already know what it is. And girl, tonight we're gonna do a lot of sex times. Yeah, can't nobody do your body like this. Oh, I
daddy baby, and I know she been missing me. I'm fresh off the road, tell me what you cooking for me. Let me kiss you on your neck and take it off slow. She say money make her come, plus I got dope. And I'm a Scorpio, nasty as I wanna be. And baby shifting gears, something like a 10 speed. In the middle of the kitchen, yeah, we getting turned. You gon' come back to back before I come first. Does he do it like me? Nah, you could have whatever you like. Yeah, tell me how you want it, baby, let's do it. Little mama sweetin' me tight, it's going down tonight. And I love her, full-fledged, I love her. She might jack bad, the best I ever had, yeah. My undercover, yeah, distant lover. Ain't no other like G-Dub and Usher.
Is you say daddy's home, oh, home for me. Right there, I'ma fall back while you work that chair. Do the damn thing, let the neighbors in. Yeah. Poke it on now, poke it out right there. I'ma fall back, let you work that chair. Do the damn thing, all I wanna hear.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Love you down, kissing on your body, laying on top.
You are tuned to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 7 minutes before the hour. I want to kindly thank everyone for joining this morning. It's time for us to acknowledge the ones that are celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a very great celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary, we congratulate you on that. And also, if you have a marriage announcement, we also congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song. And the next song that you will hear will be coming from Charlie Wilson, entitled My Love Is All.
Across the room. Excuse me, miss, don't take this wrong. I couldn't resist that smile and those beautiful eyes. I can see that you wear fancy clothes and drive a fancy car. Your hair did and your nails done, looking like a superstar. Can I take you out to dinner, babe? There's something that I wanna say to you. My love is all I have to give. Love for real, all I have, baby. Oh, 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 oh. Account with seven figures, and I may not have a sailboat and a big old mansion, oh no, but I do know how to love you, baby. And in my own way, in my own way, I'm rich as hell. I really hope that none of this don't matter, and I hope that you don't judge a man by his status. And I was wondering if you and I could get together and know each other better. And I promise you, I'll give my all and make my heart your mansion. I give you all.
heart is filled with so much love, and I need someone I can call my own to fall in love. That's what everyone's dreaming of. I hold this feeling oh so strong. Life is too short to live alone without someone to call my own. I will care for you, you will care for me. Our love
I
everyone. You are tuned to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 12 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining this morning. It's time for our comedy break, and it's coming from featured comedian Little Rel.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Now let me hear you like you mean it. Are you ready for your next artist? Yeah, Michael, bring on the next motherfucker. This guy is a rising star indeed. He's done BET Comic View, and he's done Jamie Foxx Laugh-a-Palooza, which he did with me this season. It's coming out. It's going to be hot. Get your hands together for Lil Rel. Come on, y'all, Lil Rel here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, y'all, make some noise here. Y'all. Give me some energy. Yeah, cut it. I'm from the west side of Chicago. I'm representing the west side of here or the west side of here. Yeah! You know what I'm saying? When you're from out west or from a ghetto neighborhood, you gotta be a thug. I don't give a damn who you is, alright? I might be a nerd, but I know my motherfucking place. Okay, I game bang. Don't let these damn glasses fool you. For real, I know my place though, you know what I'm saying? But I don't fight at none. You know, I'm the secretary for the vice lords, you know what I'm saying? I take all the minutes at the motherfucking meetings. That's what I do. Set up email addresses. Because messed up, when you wear glasses, you can't really do nothing tough. You know what I'm saying? If I try to rob you, I can't look tough because there's always some shit I got to do to these motherfuckers. I can't walk up to you like, yeah, motherfucker, give me your wallet. Hey, man, get your puss ass out of here. I'm talking about that, brother. Go rob me a library. Like I said, I'm from out west. You know what I'm saying? I just moved back home, my mom and daddy. That's messed up. Y'all know how messed up they are. My daddy wasn't shit growing up. Like, he never paid attention to my problems. All he cared about me was me doing chores. That's all he cared about, me doing whatever we need to do around the house. I could run in the house like, daddy, I just got shot. Yeah, you just got shot? Well, before you go to the hospital, why don't you get that garbage? Like, damn, dude, what the hell? He never cared about nothing I had going on. You know what I'm saying? I messed around with this girl. She kind of, she messed me up a little bit. I walk up to her like, daddy, man, I just got burnt. I don't know what to do. You going to take me to the doctor? Yeah, I'll take you to the doctor as soon as you get that tub clean. Go clean the damn tub and get the garbage. I'm like, damn. My family, I love my family, but everything felt like my cousin, he just came out the closet. This dude gay as hell. And what's messed up, I ain't got nothing against gay people, but it's like... My family, when he first came out the closet, everybody was acting all surprised, like, oh my God, I can't believe JoJo gay. JoJo is gay. I'm like, man, this nigga been wearing sailor suits since he was 7. He's 42 years old. Talking about short sets. Because he gay. If you all know the gay people, like my cousin, that gay dude in the choir. I don't know if y'all know who that is. This dude is that gay dude. The dude is always in the choir saying, whispering every time he talks. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves everybody. This is what it sounds like when doves cry. I'm like, what they got to do with Jesus? That's Prince. Because you know the gay dude by the way they clap. Like a real man, when he clap, his hands stay folded like this the whole time. He clap with a Jesus, yeah, Jesus, yeah, Jesus, yeah. The gay dude, nah, he going to keep that little hand curved and be talking about, he's a... This is gay. If your hand do this, you gay. This is gay. Pointing this away. What is this? But you know what's funny? Nobody said nothing about it in the family. Everybody left him alone, but I got one of them ghetto, ignorant grandmothers. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time something happens, she got to put people's business out there. She don't care who she talk about because she's 96 years old. She don't give a damn. I knew she was on some bullshit because we sitting at the dinner table. She's sitting over there laughing, telling me, you know, old people shake for no reason. So she gonna ask for some dumb shit. Like, hey, Joseph, what's this I hear about you liking dick up your ass, nigga? Huh? Huh? They gonna do that to your answer. Huh? Huh? What's this I hear about you liking dick up your ass? She'll try to get compassionate. You don't like pussy, baby. Ha! Ha! Ha!
do your booty hurt, baby? His booty hurt.
That's how my family is ignorant. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got like a racist uncle too. I don't know if anybody got the name. Like, the most racist people sometimes they don't realize it ain't really white people. It's an old black person. They are racist sometimes. They say nigga to hurt. They don't say it cool. Like, you know, what's up, nigga? I'm chilling, nigga. I'm all good, nigga. Ha ha, nigga. No, old black dude said real mean. Like, me and my uncle was, you know, jonesing each other, roasting each other one day. And I'm talking about, man, get that tight ass sweater up out of here. He's that tight sweater. I know you ain't trying to talk, you old blind, black ass little nigga. My God damn, man. Dude, you racist. I ain't never racist, you old Scott Joplin off the ass looking nigga. You gotta say it like this, nigga. You gotta put the emphasis on it. My family is just extremely racist like that. It ain't that they rape, but everybody's so different. Like, I got one of them 70s uncles. Every time he talk, he do this shit. You ever see this shit? They talk with the motherfucking hand like, say what? Man, you better get out of my face, turkey. It'd be like, Coach Cheese, motherfucker, dead. Motherfucker. And what's funny, I just called him cheating or whatever. I just called him cheating. That's messed up. And he said the coolest shit to me when I called him. I called him for the Grand Motel. I'm like, damn, what is you doing? Oh, you called me cheating, didn't you? Be cool. And he walked away and shit. I said, get the fuck out of here. But yeah, y'all, I'm Lil Rel. That's my time, y'all. Last laugh. Represent.
one's gonna find us. We'll leave the world behind us when I make love to you.
Trying to find that one for me. love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love.
exists in every corner of the world.
Embraced and celebrated in some countries,
but it's illegal in 76.
What is hidden for fear of public shame, imprisonment,
torture, or in seven countries even
the death penalty?
What tears families apart?
What makes people confront brutal violence on a daily basis?
What simple trait
gets people treated as second-class citizens
everywhere they go?
What gets children kicked out of homes, students bullied and expelled from school,
and workers fired from jobs without warning?
What has existed in every country throughout history
that some people still consider
abnormal?
The answer?
Being gay.
Being lesbian.
Bisexual.
Transgender.
All over the world, millions of people face violence and discrimination just for being who they are.
Every nation is obligated by international human rights law to protect all lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people from torture, discrimination, and violence.
The United Nations has one simple message to the millions of LGBT people around the world.
You are not alone. You are not alone.
LGBT rights are human rights.
LGBT rights are human rights. Together, we will build a world.
We will build a world that is free and equal.
You are tuned to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. Let's thank everyone for joining us this morning. We ask you not text and drive. We want you to arrive safely to your destination. It is 17 minutes before the hour. Our next song coming up is coming from Brownstone, and is entitled, If You Love Me.
a downright disgrace. But long as I got you by my side, I don't care what your people say. Your friends tell you it's no future in loving a married man. If I can't see you when I want, I'll see you when I can. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Am I wrong to fall so deeply in love with you, knowing I got a wife and two little children depending on me too? Am I wrong to hunger for the gentleness of your touch, knowing I got someone else at home who needs me just as much? And are you wrong to give your love to a married man? And am
you without pretty rich. You know what I'm saying? A blunt with no bro. Ecstasy with nobody, you know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying, baby? You dig, I get it. I let you boy, I love you.
I will be.